And we're joined by three juniors, all-state qualifiers a year ago, Lila Wiederstein, Adler Bruce, and J.C. Reed on Media Day here of the Atlanta Girls track team. And we're going to start off with Lila Wiederstein. And let's just go back over your last 2 years with the program and just talk about some of your accomplishments and what you've done.
I'd say I had a lot of success over the past 2 years. Last year I qualified in four events, long jump, shuttle hurdle, the DMED, and the 4x1.
What's your favorite?
Definitely long jump. I really enjoy that. So.
You've really come a long ways on that. Talk about your improvement.
Well, my freshman year I was jumping around like 15 feet, 16 feet, and then last year I got a PR of 18 feet. So that's probably one of my biggest accomplishments, and then just qualifying for state. That was pretty exciting. So
18 feet, Lila. I mean, what's your goal this year? That's an outstanding.
I mean, last year my goal was to get at least 17 feet, but, you know, this year I'm going to be, and I got 18 feet. So this year I'd say I'm aiming for like 19 feet maybe, or just above 18, like anywhere, yeah.
How do you feel it? I mean, I know it's the weather's been up and down, maybe a little hard to get a good feel, but how do you feel this season?
I'm feeling pretty good. Our workouts have been really good, pushing us. I mean, the coaches have been pushing us, and we have a new coach, Grant Reed, and we all look up to him a lot. So I feel like he'll be a great part of the program this year.
You're really an upperclassman, three seniors and six junior returning letter winners. So you're going to be called upon to lead a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Only with like a couple seniors. Us juniors will have to step up and show the underclassmen how it works, how this program works. It's a great program. So,
best of luck to you.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet. Lila Wiederstein. Adler Bruce joining us here. And Adler, as we talk to Lila a little bit, go back over your last couple of years here.
My freshman year, qualified for state in the shuttle hurdle, and we medaled, so that was a pretty big deal for me to medal as a freshman. And sophomore year, I was kind of getting over an injury, but I was able to get over it and qualify again in shuttle hurdle, and I was just proud of myself for getting over kind of a big injury and still being able to qualify. So that was kind of my last 2 years.
It's really a good feat. What about this year? I mean, what where are we going to see you?
Definitely in a lot of hurdling events. With the sprinters more than anything else, and hopefully high jump, that will go well this year.
Do you have any particular heights or times that maybe you're shooting for this year?
High jump, I am hoping to get 4:10, which is a big goal for me, so hopefully I can get that. And for times, I'm just hoping to keep my hurdles, like just keep improving in all aspects of my running, not just hurdles.
It seemed like a big jump from sophomore to junior year. Obviously, you're stronger and probably faster. How do you feel?
I feel really confident going into the season. We have a new coach, and he's been really great. So I feel confident with my hurdles and all my running. The workouts have been really great this year. So I'm just ready to run, and I'm excited for this season.
Adler, best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
J.C. Reed joining us, hurdler extraordinaire. And J.C., you've had a lot of highlights the last couple of years, and go over those with us.
So, my freshman year, I made it to state with sprint med, the hunter hurdles, and then shuttle hurdle. So that was really nice, especially my freshman year. I came out with a bang, making it into finals for the hunter hurdles. So that really like helped my confidence there. And then last year I made it in the 4x1 shuttle hurdle, hunter hurdles, and there was one other one. I think it was sprint med. Yeah, sprint med.
A lot of experience at a high level, JC. And so, I mean, that's really got to help you moving forward. That's just 2 years.
Yeah, it was definitely a really big accomplishment for me, especially to make it in four events last year. And my freshman year, I got eighth in the hunter hurdles. And then last year, I got third. So that was a really big step for me. And it made me really happy. I mean, obviously, I was striving for first, but I'm still am. And I hope I'll get it soon. So,
and you will. You got two more years yet. So you just talked about one goal. What are some other expectations you have for yourself?
One of the expectations this year, knowing that I'm going to be a senior next year, is to be really like a good team leader, help all the girls, help keep them up. And especially now that I have my brother as a coach, I want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable and know that they can really do it. We have some really good girls this year, especially some incoming freshmen, and I just want everyone to know that we can go kick butt this year. So,
what about having Gratz, your brother, here, and a tremendous career as a high schooler and at the University of Iowa, also set marks, and really a great person as well. What's it like to have him as a coach in-house, right?
Yeah, it's really nice. The last couple years, I've had to, like, FaceTime in at practice or send him videos of stuff, which was nice, but it's a lot better to have him here in person. We're really far in age, so we never fight about anything, so it's kind of nice to have him here. I think that he's really helped a lot of girls with their confidence, too, because he's really focused on the hurdlers. I mean, it's been really good with the sprinters, too, and we've really put in a lot of work already this so far during the season. So, yeah, I think it'll be really good with him here. So
good to talk to you. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.